was an only child and an only daughter. And I was briefly a Southern Baptist fundamentalist. And I always loved history, and from the beginning I wrote as though my journals were going to someday be really significant historical documents. And tonight I'll be reading excerpts from my journal entitled Journal, A Diary of Hopes and Dreams, Plus Thoughts, which was written when I was between the ages of 12 and 16. August 11th. My day has exactly half an hour left. I guess there's no hope. Tonight I stayed up until 2:28 watching The Blue and the Gray. I heart that movie. It captures the spirit of the Civil War, and it is so accurate. You can smell death and imagine the vivid, horrid sounds of young boys and old men alike doing nothing short of suffering. They gave their lives for the cause. What was the cause? The South believed it was the way of life. The North said it was right. They marched over 50,000 miles, leaving paths of desolation, destruction, and a flood of wounded. The women had to cope with the losses of loved ones and take on the tedious task of being nurses. And Abraham Lincoln, to be president at such a terrible time, to be disliked by the entire South, but oh my God, even more, Mary Todd, to have to be shunned by Southerners and called a traitor. I saw how they branded, hung, shot, stoned, stabbed, and killed people in every other manner. To me, they were not much more than cannibals. They killed a person if they were not perfect. Women and children all brutally beaten, stabbed, and killed by an assortment of people. 5 years of hate, murders, and waste. I think the Northern cause was good and just, maybe. But 5 years were taken out of those people's lives. 5 years of misery, agony, and pain. 5 years of trying to prove your courage and how brave you were, and even then you were often just killed on the threshold of your own home. The war split families in two, it killed innocent people and destroyed lives, but it achieved one goal, freedom. August 12th, I have decided to write a novel about the Civil War. After I finish my Civil War novel, I hope to do one on the Revolutionary War, and another on life after the Civil War, then possibly also a book on life before World War I. I've never been able to understand why I write, but I've always been able to guide myself in the mysterious depths of my story, and I can usually write when handed a pen. Reading also comes in handy. I read day and night. When I think of all of the illiterate people in the world, I am swelled up with emotion that my parents wanted me to read and write. I hope that in the future, more pressure will be put on illiterate people to make them read and write. August 13th. Elvis. That is all I have on my mind these days. It's impossible that Elvis could be alive, but I have a feeling in my mind that I think I'll find out what it means soon. Is Elvis alive? I read 30 pages of a book about it, and I still don't know. I got an allergy shot today, and I saw The Sound of Music. But one of the bad points of today was in church when they got talking about Bill Clinton and being pro-abortion. That really ticked me off. I wish the Republicans would just stay off my tail. Just because I'm not a diehard Republican does not mean I am a Democrat. Summer is drawing to a close, and once again we will embark into the adventure of learning. I hope that this coming year will be filled with exciting adventures, travels, and conquests. I want to watch and learn from experiences on the news, such as the Waco cult and the World Trade Center bombing, and I hope to be a role model to others. So my hopes and thoughts and dreams happened really irregularly, so we're going to skip around a bit. May 20th. Now that Jacqueline Kennedy and Richard Nixon have died, I can't stop thinking about them. They were a part of history, they made history, and now they are history. January 23rd. When Rose Kennedy died, I really started thinking about what a long life she had. and about how different her life was from mine. She lived for 104 years. I have lived for 13. She saw four of her children die. She saw her 28 grandchildren grow into adults. She saw 21 great-grandchildren carry on the legacy that had begun with her over a century before. She saw World War I and World War II. She saw women get the right to vote. She saw three of her sons become senators. She saw one become president. She really saw it all, and more. She saw Joan and Mary's Teddy's marriage crumble. She saw Pat and Peter's lives become miserable. She saw Ethel suffer after Bobby's death. She saw Jackie marry Onassis. She saw David die of a drug overdose. She saw Bobby and Jack die while trying to save their country. She saw the world around her change from a place that relied greatly on manual labor to one that was operated and controlled by computers. To me, Rose Yannity is someone who has seen everything. And we must never forget the things she saw, because if we do, we will be forgetting her morals and values, and we must never forget that. Obviously, I wasn't very clear on what her morals and values were, since I never mentioned them. June 5th. Today is the 27th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's assassination. The highlight of my afternoon was found in rearranging my bookshelf. Now, some people would find that a bizarre source of entertaining oneself, but I get a deep sense of personal satisfaction. Church was good. I got voted one of the most humble people in our class. For a few awful moments, my composure was lost. May 5th. Today they officially pulled out of the federal building. 164 people are dead. Two are still unaccounted for, and they will never be located. I think this whole thing has made me realize how fortunate our country has been in the past. It has also made me wonder about my future. Right now, the choices I make could affect my whole life. That thought terrorizes me. I got a new Jackie Kennedy magazine. It's really neat. July 17th. There was a Boeing 747 that crashed this evening off of Long Island. They're not sure if it's terrorism or a mechanical problem. There were 212 passengers and 17 crew. The wreckage is in the Atlantic Ocean. Some bodies were recovered. The wreckage is still on fire. Because it happened so late, rescue efforts have been futile. Seventh Heaven was so confusing tonight. July 31st. I am to get my braces removed next month. I'm simply terrified that my teeth will be coated in a layer of yellow residue. It's one of my great fears, besides high school and the death of a family member. Touched by an Angel was particularly good tonight. It displays such reality, and it's so interesting. But church was really a letdown. We talked about ourselves and not about God. September 3rd. George Burns died today. Finally. He seemed to be one of those people who just live eternally even though you really couldn't care less. I had always sort of wished he'd get lung cancer because he smoked cigars. February 26th. It was announced today that the Prince and Princess of Wales are going to get a divorce. I also learned today that Adam and Eve is not a true story. I felt as though I were right back to that moment on the playground when Sarah Odom said there was no Santa Claus. Mother and father explained that I have to develop my own opinion, but I feel so upset because my life is already so confusing, and now Adam and Eve may not have even existed. Of all things. At least lunch was really good today. July 15th. Johnny Versace was killed this morning, shot in the head. I passed the driver's test. My picture on my license is ghastly. I was biting my lips so I look as though I have some horrible facial deformity. I've decided I've had enough of these rites of passage. I shall not participate in them again. September 1st. It has been the longest day. Everything on TV was about Princess Diana. It's terribly sad. Anyone who has a mother must have sympathy for her sons. Everyone at church laughed. I thought thought that was really gross. Does my generation have no compassion? A historical figure was tragically killed and people laughed. It seems unreal that this icon that I practically grew up hearing about has done something as mundane as dying. The death of Princess Diana prompted a period of unfortunate reflection. September 2nd. I often wonder how other people view me. To me, every person has a hidden side that is never revealed to anyone. At least it ought not to be. I just don't feel that I can reveal my innermost feelings like an open book. I'd go insane. I know that everyone has their own individual way of living their lives. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I want to live life not to just be having fun. I don't think that is an acceptable priority. I used to have such an enormous sense of innocence. I sincerely hope I haven't lost it. I want to make a difference. I don't want to just live. I want to live. I want to be remembered by those whom I know, and I want to be remembered in a good way. I can't think of anything worse than being recalled as a traitor. I've always had sympathy for Benedict Arnold in that respect.